I'll call the board back in session. May we have the next case, please?
The next application is 11,755. Alessandro and Maria Marcosi seek variance from the separation requirement between townhouses, section 115-42B and 115-188D4 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Putter Lane in the Forest Landing development. The 911 address is 36519 Putter Lane, Frankfurt. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 40. Specifically, they're requesting a 6-foot variance separation distance between the buildings. Received no letters in opposition, 3 mail returns, and we did receive 2 letters in support. The first one is from Dennis and Sharon Kreps. Having received notice of the hearing of the variance, we would like to be on record as being in support of the variance. The townhouse owned by the Marcosis is placed on an unfortunate angle, which makes their patio difficult. We understand that this was not told to them when purchasing the townhouse. Most of the townhouses surrounding have attached screen rooms or patios to extend the living space. This is the only property of which we have heard that is prohibited to having one from the current zoning. We have direct view of the Marcosis zoning townhouse from our front door, and we do not believe it would interfere with our enjoyment of our property. It would certainly add to their use. Again, that was from Dennis and Sharon Kreps. And then we also have another letter that my husband and I are in favor of and support the request filed by the Marcosis. They were led to believe that this addition to the property would not be a problem prior to purchase of their home. It is not unusual for potential homeowners to be told any number of things at sales offices before they purchase a home in this community. Anything goes sometimes when you want to get that sale. We have had our own disappointments and stories to tell as well. And then thank you for consideration of their request, Robin Jameson. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Okay, Maria Marcosi, in Sussex.
Whatever mailing address you use.
Okay, 1403 Bonneville Terrace West, Bel-Air, 2101.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing.
I do.
Thank you.
My eyes just naturally water.
That's okay. It's allergy season too, so.
Oh, it's terrible. Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sirs and Mrs. Williams. Okay, my husband and I are asking for a variance because our house is angled when compared to our neighbors and the lot, but there's a lot of room in the lot, you know. And we were told that recently we've been told we have a condo box, which our addition will enter into, but our home still will have a lot of space between them. And let me see. We always wanted a screen-in porch. We were told we could have one, and you know we have like a pond behind our house, and you know it's buggy. So without a screen-in porch, you can't sit outside. You know, so we're hoping that you gentlemen and ladies will consider that for us. And we weren't aware of the problem. If we did, we would have picked a different lot. Okay, many homes in our community have screened-in porches, and we believe that putting our porch in will enhance the community and make it look better. And we're, I think we have 44 feet between the houses now, and with our porch is going to be like 10 feet 4 inches wide. Any smaller wouldn't be worth it. I mean, we're putting like $20,000 out, and it's not worth having a 6 foot by something, you know? So we're hoping that you will consider this and make my husband and I very happy.
All right. See, we'll start with you, Mr. Mills. Any questions?
No questions?
No questions. Mr. Eckler?
So you owned the house?
Yes.
How long?
We bought it, we settled December 20th,
2013. Okay, so did you...
And last year, in August 3rd, we had an estimate done for the building. Our neighbors have the exact same building. We're on the exact same screened-in porch that our property's like this. We're getting the same guy they got and the same exact porch they have.
But did you purchase the home from the builder of the community?
Ryan Homes.
Okay.
And like I said, they know they're at fault. They're paying for this variance.
All right, thank you.
The what? Would you say, ma'am?
Excuse me?
About the variance? They're paying for the variance?
Yeah, because we were very upset about it, and they, they said that they would take care of it because they know they're wrong. They we were offered another house at one time, and they told me we couldn't have a porch on it because it's kind of sewer system, so we didn't want it. And it was a better house, a bigger house than ours, at a good price, but we said we wanted a porch. So, I mean, you know, we were, like you were talking before about somebody didn't know about the porch, but this is the truth. We always planned on having a porch. They knew it. So they, you know, they realized they were wrong at this, because of this condo box. I had no idea about this condo box.
Oh, maybe. Mr. Ricker. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, when you applied for the variance, you had five questions you asked
yes.
to answer. Would you, did you answer those? You didn't answer those.
They're here. These five questions right here.
You answered them?
I think I did.
About uniqueness, real quick.
Excuse me?
The uniqueness of the property.
Uniqueness? Well, it's not, it's unique, because, I mean, their house next door is like this, and our house is like this,
okay.
at an angle. It's not, if it would have been straight back like this, it wouldn't have been a problem, but since our house is angled, you know, it, by putting the porch on, it's going to go over a little closer. But, you know, this particular neighbor here has no problem with it, you know what I mean? It's not going to look bad, because there's still a lot of room. Some of the houses are like 10 feet apart. You know, so I know.
So that answer, you have a good answer for that question. Now, here comes one. Cannot otherwise be developed.
Second question on
the second question.
Cannot, I put here, I will not be able to enjoy a screen-in porch, which is necessary to enjoy the home because of the bugs. It will add to the property value, I put down.
Okay.
Not created by the applicant.
No, I was not aware there would be a problem building a porch. There is a good distance between properties.
Okay.
And the fourth one, I put many homes in our community have screened-in porches, including my neighbor, who is now 44 feet from us. We are hoping to build the exact porch they have by the same builder. We seek to enhance our community. And then the last one, minimum variance, porch would not be worth building if it is not at least 10 feet by 4 inches wide. We're not making it large. We're not making it real big. 10 feet is not big. I mean, I don't think, for an addition.
And you said that your builder, who was Ryan Holmes, was
there. Well, he's not building this. He, you know, we could have had it built when we built the house. They offered it to us.
Right.
But we, at that point, we put so much money out, we said, you know, maybe we get somebody off season and give us a better price.
Right.
So they said, okay. So, I mean, they were willing to build it for us. So we never thought in a million years, because we had a hard time getting the community, they're really funny about everything, getting them to approve it. Finally, they did approve it. And then they gave me this paper and said, I have to come here. About the zoning, I had no idea we had a problem with the zoning. I never thought it would be a problem.
So you said all along you thought you would not be encroaching, you would have no problem.
Never thought in a million years.
Just hang on a porch and that's it. All right, no other questions.
Mr. Berman, no questions. I have no further questions because you've answered mine, so. Okay, Mr. Char.
Couple. So you said the HOA has approved the porch?
Right, they did. And then they told me they were going to approve it, but they said, you got to go to the zoning. I go, for what? They said, you know, about this box.
Okay, and the neighbor that is in the one at the angle?
Yeah, the one, she has, yeah. She's,
they're okay with it?
Yes, they sent a letter too. You must have a letter here from them too. I sent it with my mail. When I sent you all the stuff, there are letters in there. Susan and, oh God, what's his name? My mind's a blank right now.
That's okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, because I sent their letter with all my papers because they're the people who I'd be closer to.
Okay. It's in the record. They do have a copy.
Yeah, they wrote, they said they had no problem.
Yeah, it's in the record, man.
It's in the paper. Question for you about the lot upon which you own. This is a townhouse, correct?
Yes.
But it's condo ownership? Is that
yes.
how it is?
Yes.
Okay, so you own some areas immediately surrounding the perimeter of your townhouse?
Yes.
Will this screen porch be within that perimeter
yes.
that you own,
yes.
not outside of that?
No.
Okay. And question for Ms. Cornwell. In looking at the survey that I've got from January the 20th, it looks to me like the other unit 302 on that same kind of block of townhomes looks to me like it's really close to 303. I realize it's not the one that we have here, but I was just curious as to why.
It's a different set. That's a side yard setback. In this case, it's a rear yard setback from the separation distance between the properties. So the side yard setback could be up, could be as small as 10 feet. But the problem is between the rear yard setback for townhouses is a 40-foot separation distance.
So even though it appears that if you were to continue on the Putter Lane and the road curves, that unit that's number 299 would, even though it's, if you continued on, it's really kind of the next house down, it's considered the rear yard for purposes of this
right.
calculation?
For the placement of this 300 feet, it's the rear yard. And if you go from where the proposed addition is to the rear of 299, it is less than 40 feet.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure about that. Thank you. I have no further questions.
And hearing no further questions?
Still 10 feet, right? The side yard is.
The side yard would be
okay.
10 feet, right. But it's a different setback for the
okay.
rear yard.
Gotcha, sure. Yeah, I understand.
But doesn't it still have to meet a requirement of 40 feet between units?
Not for. It depends if it falls within the 165-foot box, which is another issue, depending on how they place the box. And then again, it's a side yard separation distance for townhouses. The rear yard is 40, but the side yard can be 10 between townhouses and multifamily.
I think, and perhaps I can explain this to Mr. Mills, from what I gather from what you were saying, Ms. Cornwell, as you go up Putter Lane, this, you know, 302 to 303 is akin to a side yard.
Correct.
And that they're dwellings that are kind of adjacent to each other. But as you rotate down Putter Lane, you do that kind of sharp turn, the unit that's 299 in versus 300 is more of a rear yard to rear yard or side yard to rear yard than a side yard to side
and
yard.
I understand that.
Right, and even where they kind of labeled the 44 is not the best location to where they have labeled it, because technically it's more or less 44 feet from the back edge of 299 to 300.
And I understand that one is a side yard, one is a backyard, but I thought that the requirement was that there was 40 feet between units, regardless of side and back.
No, just for the rear, the side can be different.
Okay. Because in the past, we've seen 40 foot requirement 40 feet. Between sides.
It all depends on how it went through, how it was approved. It is an RPC that has different setbacks, but this section of code is specific okay. for townhouses for rear yard setbacks.
Okay. And
I think when they look at the plans in this RPC, they set their setbacks based on their plans that the commission sets on.
The commission could set different setbacks.
Right.
I can't attest to whether or not they did that for the rear yard, because everything else for the rear yard setbacks complies with the 40 foot.
Right.
And Ms. Cornwell, Ms. Norwood's kind of brought to my attention. It looks like the box that these three are in versus the one that 303, 304 are in appear to kind of be aligned, whereas the other one appears to be separate when you look at the survey from 2013.
Yes.
I don't know if that changes things or not, but.
And again, it depending on the number of units, if they comply with the 165-foot box, which this is not an issue with the 165-foot box. It's right. just the straight rear yard setback from townhouses.
Right, the 165-foot setbacks would apply to these others going down the street.
That could apply to the separation distance, which is 12 feet between the two units. But again, that is not an issue here. It is just the 40-foot
okay.
rear yard setback.
All right.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Excuse me. Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,756. I'm sorry, I couldn't see that there.
It's already true.
All right, our,
it's getting late.
To the property, of course, is true. It's an angled property. The applicant has certainly relayed to the survey, which shows that. Otherwise cannot be developed. If they want a screened porch, which is necessary to enjoy, like all the other people in the neighborhood, it couldn't be developed. It's not created by the applicant. You were told that it wouldn't be a problem.
I thought it was. I was told. I never even thought it would be a problem.
Okay. Based on her testimony that she was told by the builder that it wouldn't be created by her, nothing would be created by her in plain English. Well, not all of the central character of the neighborhood. There's other screen porches in there and of the same type. And the minimum variance will not affect the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,755. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated. And I do have one last question I'd like to ask. Just a confirmation, you did state that Ryan Holmes paid for the application.
Well, I paid, but they reimbursed me.
Reimbursing you? Okay.
Because, you know, they realize that they...
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,755 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. My husband and I thank you very much. And I'm going to go play those numbers.
No. Okay.